This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Dr. Cheryl Lewin, a craniofacial trained board-certified plastic surgeon who has dedicated her career to ear reconstruction, specializing in microtia surgery using the MedPOR technique. Her artistic approach and innovative surgical techniques have helped minimize scarring and create more natural appearing ears. Dr. Lewin, thanks so much for joining us here this morning on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. So as a doctor with expertise concerning aesthetic ear reconstruction and microtia, please tell our audience more about your specialty and the specific condition that you do treat.
Sure. So the condition I treat is quite rare. It only occurs in about 1 to 6 to 12,000 babies that are born, and they're born without an ear, and often that's associated with no ear canal as well. So they will need reconstruction to create an ear that matches the other side, as well as reconstruction so they can hear. So that's basically what I spend most of my time doing.
Now, prior to this interview airing, in fact, on this day, August the 9th, you will be part of the Los Angeles Microtia Atresia Conference. Please share some of the key details about this event, including information about the attendees, both physicians and the patients.
Well, since this condition is so rare, there's quite a lot of misinformation about microtia and what the options are that are available for treatment. And so there seemed to be a need to get the information out to the families that have these children so they can make an informed decision on the best way to proceed for treatment. So what we've decided to do is have a very large international conference attended by experts in this field from across the country who will be able to explain all the options to these patients. We've got a sort of two types of ways we do reconstruction for ears. The one I specialize in that's called MedPOR surgery is outpatient type of surgery that, although a long surgery takes about 10 hours for me to build an ear for a child, the patients do very well and go home about an hour after the procedure. And so that's one option that we will be explaining to all of these families. But then we've invited doctors from Texas. Dr. Bonilla is a cartilage surgeon, and he will be speaking on options for doing the surgery in an alternative way. And then a doctor from Virginia, who's an expert in the canal reconstruction, Dr. Bradley Kesser, will also be attending and discussing his expertise in regaining hearing through a surgical technique. So in addition to the surgeons that are coming to speak, we're providing a broad exposure to audiologists that'll be talking, psychologists that'll be talking, people that specialize in insurance coverage for this procedure, so families can get help having the procedure paid for through their insurance company. As even though we may think that this is cosmetic, it is absolutely not a cosmetic procedure. It's truly reconstructive, and that getting that information across to everybody is critical for these families.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, you also have an organization devoted to Iracles. Who are these people, or more precisely, what inspired this cause?
Well, Iracles, which is Miracles for Ears, sort of came out of my desire when I was a resident and a fellow training, learning about this procedure. I did want to find a way to give back because there are so many families that do not have the resources to be able to get this type of treatment for their children. So Iracles is a nonprofit organization that has a desire to educate, promote research for this condition of microtia, as well as provide free surgical care to patients that could not otherwise obtain it. So this year, since we just started our nonprofit this year, we've been able to do 3 ear reconstructions completely free of charge for patients. It's been quite an amazing experience. And one of our patients, who is a little boy named Santiago from Ecuador, had no ears. So he was born with this condition on both sides. So we've done both of his ear reconstructions. And in addition, on his second surgery, I placed implants to the skull that will allow him to then have a processor that can be used basically to give him normal hearing, even though without these processors, he would basically be deaf.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Oh, I'm speechless. Today we are with Dr. Cheryl Lewin, a craniofacial trained board certified plastic surgeon who has dedicated her career to ear reconstruction, specializing in microtia surgery using the MedPlore technique, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery and Skin Care Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, as a surgeon, the specific technique you practice is quite pioneering. Please tell our listeners more about the procedure and its benefits.
Sure. So for about 50 years, there's been one standard technique to make an ear. And the way it's been done is through an incision in the chest wall. You actually remove several rib cartilages from the rib cage, and then the surgeon will carve those rib pieces into fashioning into the framework of an ear. But this technique has several pitfalls, and as you can imagine, is a fairly painful operation, requires the patient to have to stay in the hospital for pain control and to watch how the child does over the first few days after surgery. And the results from the operation are limited based on the technique. So the ear doesn't tend to stick out similar to the way our natural ear does. So when those pitfalls occurred, it drove people to come up with other alternative solutions. The one that I learned as a fellow and have spent my career doing is the alternative called MedPore ear reconstruction. And MedPore is a porous type of polyethylene, which you can think of as a plastic, but it's really not. It's got these tiny little holes, and you can form it into an implant that has a very beautiful shape, very similar to our natural ear. And the beauty of that MedPore, the little pores within it, or the holes, is that it allows for the patient's own body's tissues to integrate into the implant. So the procedure does take a long time because a very specialized membrane is used to cover the implant, and the membrane comes from actually underneath the scalp. And that's dissected during the surgery, covers this framework, and basically a drain is used to apply suction, and all of a sudden when the suction is applied, there is the ear form, and it sticks out and can be very symmetric to the opposite side. And then the remaining part of surgery is simply covering that new ear framework with skin. And then after about 10 hours, you have an ear. So it's a fairly different from the traditional, but it has allowed me to be able to offer an outpatient surgery with minimal pain that can have a more realistic appearance than the more traditional method of cartilage ear reconstruction.
And on another topic, how do you envision your work on behalf of Earicles expanding in the long term?
Well, the long-term goal of Earicles is certainly to help as many children as possible through fundraising efforts that we can help support bringing children to Los Angeles to get this surgery. That's one arm of it. The other arm is continuing to have conferences that will educate families about their options and make sure that parents know all the different things they will be able to offer their children. And those are also expanding this year. In addition to our Los Angeles conference, we're doing a conference in Ecuador. And next year, we plan, in addition to the annual conference in California, doing one in a different country each year so we can bring this technique and this information all around the world. Microtia affects more people in Latin America and Asia. And so a final effort that we will be having is to go to these countries where the incidence is extremely high and do research to try to assess why the problem occurs and if there are things we can do to prevent, for instance, the genetic transmission of this disease.
Excellent. And finally, if you would share with us some information about how people can support or get more involved with helping the microtia community.
Sure. The best way to get involved is to start through the website, which is microtiaearsurgery.com. And if you go to the little Earicles logo on the top right, or you can do /Earicles, it'll take you to the page that explains exactly what our nonprofit does and has a button if you want to donate to our cause.
This is outstanding. It's really been good to have caught up with you this morning. We've been speaking with Dr. Cheryl Lewin, a craniofacial trained board certified plastic surgeon who has dedicated her career to ear reconstruction, specializing in microtia surgery using the MedTOR technique. And the website of reference, once again, is microtiaearsurgery.com. Dr. Lewin, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.